Well, video has surfaced from that firefight in Iraq this week that claimed the life of U.S. Navy SEAL Charles Keating IV. It's shot on a cell phone. It was obtained by The Guardian. It shows Kurdish fighters and U.S. troops under heavy fire from ISIS attackers. Keating was part of a special ops force that came in to help the American advisors who were training the Kurdish forces when they were ambushed. His death demonstrates the risk American advisors take, a risk Army Captain Nathan Michael Smith is willing to take. He wants to fight ISIS, but he is suing President Obama, saying the president's claim that he has the legal authority to fight ISIS under authorization passed by Congress after the 9/11 attacks is wrong. Smith says the war violates a Vietnam-era law called the War Powers Resolution that says a president must withdraw troops from hostilities after 60 days if Congress hasn't approved the mission. He says Congress has not recently approved this mission. Yale Law School professor Bruce Ackerman is part of the legal team advising Captain Smith. The captain contacted Ackerman after his column in The Atlantic this year, in which the professor made his own case that the war against ISIS is illegal. Professor Ackerman joins us now from New Haven. And Professor Bruce, tell us more about Captain Smith and why he's bringing this suit.
He is committed to the war against the Islamic State. This is just the sort of war that he signed up for. He believes in the mission of the military as a force for good in the world. The problem that he has had is that he has sworn an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. And as he observed the difficulties with which the president and Congress had in actually authorizing the war against the Islamic State, he began to worry whether he was on a mission to destroy the Constitution rather than preserve it, as he has sworn to do.
Well, let's remind people, the president has said that the authorization of 2001, again, authorizing war against al-Qaeda after the 9/11 attacks, that carries over into his fight against ISIS. There was also an authorization from 2002. He doesn't cite that as much. But also the president has asked Congress for a new authorization to fight ISIS. He did that more than a year ago, but Congress has not acted, hasn't even held hearings on the president's resolution. We've heard from lawmakers who are very frustrated by this. Why isn't the captain suit against Congress? I'm not sure if he can even do that, but the president has tried to get reauthorization.
Captain Smith is not a lawyer. He is facing the tragic choice. Should he, because he thinks that the War Powers Resolution has been violated, disobey orders because they're unconstitutional? Or should he fight in a war that might be incompatible with his oath? The question is whether the courts of the United States should resolve Captain Smith's tragic dilemma. The President of the United States has not issued an opinion explaining to Captain Smith why he should think this war is constitutional and in compliance with the War Powers Resolution. He has never done it. He has not, therefore, permitted Captain Smith to figure out whether this is a legal war or not. What Captain Smith deserves is to have the courts of the United States fill this gap and interpret the War Powers Resolution. The question is whether Captain Smith should be obliged, if he takes the law seriously, the Constitution seriously, to sacrifice his military career without having an idea of why the president thinks he's following the law. I really respect Captain Smith for being a constitutional patriot who is really, he is dedicated to the Army. This is his life. You could imagine his reception when everyone finds out that he is raising this question. He's more than happy to keep on fighting while the courts of the United States make their independent judgment on who is right, whether I'm right or so. You know, I've been wrong quite often.
But you and he feel the question should be asked. That's Professor Bruce Ackerman, who's working with attorney David Reams, who's representing Army Captain Nathan Michael Smith in his lawsuit against the president, saying that he doesn't have the authorization to fight ISIS. And as we want to duly note, Army Captain Smith is all up for the battle against ISIS, but wants to make sure it's constitutionally authorized. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.